This is Kevin Roderick with LA Observed for KCRW. Last weekend, I went out to a corner of Los Angeles where I seldom go, and I bet many of you don't either. Pacific Palisades is one of the edge communities within the city limits. Like Tujunga or San Pedro, it's off by itself, at the end of the road, in this case, Sunset Boulevard, 20 miles or so from City Hall downtown. I pretty much have to be going to the Palisades in order to ever pass through. It's not usually on my route to the beach, unless you count the strip down below on Pacific Coast Highway. Just like the people in Tujunga, or Chatsworth, the Palisades' isolation from the city, from the Los Angeles that most of us experience, is what many people like about it. But that's about where the similarities end. Pacific Palisades is an island, demographically, in the multi-ethnic city. More than 80% of residents are white, and the median household income is one of the highest in the city, $168,000 as of a few years ago. That's richer than Brentwood or Beverly Hills, just a little behind Bel Air. My trip to the Palisades was to make a last visit to Village Books. The bookstore's been a feature of the Palisades community for 14 years, a place where I and many other authors have spoken when we have books out. It's tucked into a little shop on Swarthmore Avenue in a village of other little shops. There's a vacant storefront for lease next door, but on Saturday the sidewalk tables were jammed at the deli a few doors down, and the sandwich place across the street was also doing a good business. Inside the bookstore, I found the Los Angeles book I was looking for, the store's last copy of Leo Brody's Hollywood Sign, and I sat down to let my wife finish her browsing. People from the neighborhood streamed in more or less nonstop, mostly women, and most of them known to the staff, and they wanted to talk. They had read owner Katie O'Loughlin's letter in the local paper, the Palisadian Post, announcing that she would close the doors on June 30th. There would still be a website, and O'Loughlin would try to furnish books for some local events, but the bricks-and-mortar store, with its murals of local scenes and its unforgiving rent, would be no more. Every customer seemed to have heard the news and had something nice to say or offered condolences. And every third one or so wanted to do something, had an idea to make the store somehow work, maybe move it inside another store or advertise differently. Tom Hanks, the actor, had stepped in a few years ago to help keep the store alive, and there was talk of tapping him again. But even in the Palisades, one of the wealthiest and well-educated corners of Los Angeles, the numbers don't pencil out easily for a small independent bookstore, not like they used to. O'Loughlin explained that Village Books has struggled financially for 10 years, and since the new year, the bottom has fallen out. Sales dropped off 32% in January, she says, and just kept dropping. Business is off 40%. So LA loses another bookstore, and there's one less reason for me to visit the Palisades. For KCRW, this has been Kevin Roderick with LA Observed.